Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange and delicious new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your bacon butter dogs. And join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched,
I went to go see a man about a horse. Turns out he was dead.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 40th episode of our 7th season.
12 thanks, more!
Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start about 8 hours after where we left off, as the sun is starting to rise a little bit. It's getting a little bit lighter out. It's still a little dark, but yeah, the group is coalescing in the center of town as they prep to head out towards the Hydra. What are you guys doing?
It's in like a cave?
Yes.
Near like a, is it like a, in a mountain pass or?
So it looks like if you're looking at your map, it is in the upper left corner. So,
well, Belfar will know where it is, yeah.
Yes. Belfar knows exactly where it is.
Which, voice by the way, I know exactly where it is.
Which, by voice the way, ahead. We're still joined by our super special guest, Rob Christofferson.
Hey! What's up?
Hey!
We
don't
made
let them
him
steal your stuff.
Signed He's a contract, so he legally here. Has to be here.
Because they will steal
he
your stuff.
He refuses to leave.
Damn contracts, they always get you.
You said I got 2 episodes.
He has the Zoom invite. He can't go anywhere. We're locked in.
Let's have a nice brunch. Is there a nice brunch place around here?
I mean,
like a Waffle House.
There's some cafes.
Downstairs.
And there's the tavern as well.
Wait, did we stay at Jug's?
Yeah, I'm going to say you stayed at Jug's.
Do they serve chickums and waffles?
That's absolutely not do they sell chickums and waffles. They just sell chicken and waffles. Why would they ever blaspheme like that, you stupid son of a bitch?
Because you can eat the wafer of chickums.
I'm
and
really mean to
you.
Myself in my own head today.
I know, it's so weird.
The gravy of chickum absolves you.
Yeah. Of your sins. And sends you out to enlightenment.
There's a difference between a wafer and a waffle, so.
Well, I mean, it's regional, you see.
Uh-huh. No, the church is not serving breakfast.
The gravy, it is my blood. Suck it down into your gullet and let it coat your insides, absolving you of sin from within.
He maketh me to lie down in white flour. He anoints my head with canola oil.
So there are a few options, though. They're not up yet. Like, they're not really up. The tavern is the only thing that's open because it's open 24/7. So you can get food there. But otherwise, you have to wait a little while.
And maybe some dumb drunks will join us.
Some other dumb drunks.
Well, I mean, it's not every day you make an expedition to Hydrat Love Pass. I mean,
good joke. Thanks. Fuck yeah, good joke.
So we at least need a ski instructor.
Skeet instructor?
Skeet instructor, sure. So yeah, are you heading to the tavern then, since it's the only thing that's open yet?
Yes.
Is that what you spent your break doing? Coming up with that? Well spent.
So, yeah,
Googled it while I was pissing.
You head to the tavern, there's a different jug band playing. This one much smaller, only like 2, maybe 3 members. And there's one drunk listlessly dancing in the middle of the dance floor and a couple other ones sitting over their drink at the bar looking very, very intoxicated.
You could do a jug band cover of Sandstorm.
Voice in head, how many people live in this town?
Don't be derude.
Hundreds, I would say.
And there are multiple jug bands.
Yeah.
It's an artist
saturated
community.
Market, all right.
I mean, you gotta keep it. The place is open 24/7.
It's called Jugs. You have to play a jug band there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think was inside?
Yeah. Tits? No. We would have called it tits.
Dummy. It's very literal people.
Yeah. Stupid. We also sell pottery. So yeah, that's the only thing that's in there currently. Bartender's still there wiping the glass.
Same bartender.
The same glass?
Same glass, different bartender. America shifts.
They just hand it off at the end of the shift.
Yeah. Same cloth, same glass, different bartender.
I have the glass. I will speak. Yeah.
That's the punch card, basically.
Whoever can grind the glass down the most yeah. gets the largest share of the tips at the end of the year.
But it's still just as dirty.
We all have OCD.
I think that we are well equipped to head off to fight this demon.
Gentlemen, I say to the drunks.
They don't really respond to you. They're very drunk.
Hey, fuckers.
Again, they're very drunk. They don't respond to you.
I tap them on the shoulder.
Hey. Who are you? What are you doing?
You want to get in a fight?
Oh, it's a baby.
You want to get in a fight?
Oh, it's a little baby. Oh, you got a little robot face, baby. You a little baby robot? You know what you are? Little baby robot?
Gives you a little tap on the head.
Are you an alarm clock? Am I supposed to wake up right now?
For some reason, I feel personally attacked in your accent and how you're acting, what? Dennis.
No, what are you talking about? This is my drug voice. I would have breathing problems if I was making fun of you.
I lost my inhaler and I don't have insurance.
Sure, that's what it is.
Get off me ass.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
I'll pull out my rifle. I don't point it at him.
All right.
But I say, what does he say when I pull out my rifle?
Oh, you're a cute little rival, little buddy.
You want to go kill something?
I mean, no.
Why not?
Why you be weird? Who says that to a stranger? Hey, we'll go murder something? Let me show you something over by the...
I didn't say murder. I said kill.
Okay. Let's go kill something over by the train tracks.
Murder is unlawful.
I need to show you a body.
Do you know where a body is?
I mean, yeah.
We go poke it with a stick?
Cemetery. There's bodies over there.
Yeah, I've already seen that one.
That one? There's a bunch of bodies over there.
I talked to it.
Clancy. All right,
you're lonely, apparently.
You're so bad at this, Clancy.
Well, he's drunk.
I speak drunk.
But he still has feelings, and maybe that's why he's drinking.
Oh, my God, what is this?
Ask him if he wants to go to an after party in the cave.
What?
Where there'll be casks that we provide.
Booze?
Yeah.
Is it free booze?
Exactly.
All right, no, I'm down
now,
for free
all
booze.
Right, hang on. This is starting to feel a little,
And all you have to do.
Exactly what they didn't fucking want us to do.
Specifically not to lie, and now I...
By you,
Scrozor.
I finally walk in. I wasn't with you. I was walking in a little bit late.
This guy's gonna...
Hey, what are you doing with the drunk people?
Oh, they were gonna save the town. They want to be heroes.
What?
Are you sure about that?
I was told there's free booze in the cave.
For heroes.
You know there's a hydra in the cave, right?
No.
I was getting to that.
What?
There's a hydra in the cave.
Is the hydra made of booze?
Remember, son, you know, it's been giving us trouble for a while now.
Is the hydra filled with booze?
It could be.
No, I don't think so.
Is that its weakness?
That's we can't definitively say no, though.
I know, maybe.
Having never encountered one, I can't say no, but I'm pretty positive that it's not.
If we kill it, it will eventually ferment.
Is it filled with cake and pie?
Well, if we can't get gunpowder, perhaps we can get casks of liquor to feed to this hydra.
Maybe it's been sober.
Kill it slowly over the course of 30 years.
90 days, liver kick it first. Right back on the wagon.
Yeah,
hydras don't regrow livers.
Yeah, give it cirrhosis of all its livers.
Yeah.
It's jaundiced. Look at it. I can see the yellow eyes.
It's not growing back as quickly.
Yeah.
He's looking in a mirror.
Yep. Mr. Hyder, you've made a lot of poor life choices, haven't you?
I'm still feeling personally attacked by everyone right now.
Time to go to HA.
You just have a nice Hyder's tan. You're not jaundiced.
I can stop whenever I want.
Mr. Hyder, we gotta go to HA.
Hyder's anonymous.
Alpha, do you know anybody who would want to fight this Hydra with us?
Do I know anybody that would?
Yeah.
No.
It seems like a death mission.
This town, A, it's renowned as a death mission, and B, they're all artists.
Right. Well,
the ones currently in the bar, they're poets. Oh, that's why they're still in the bar.
Poets are dangerous, okay?
Of course.
Yeah.
I see your hand.
To themselves.
Like, you gotta understand, like, these people, they want the simple things in life. They want to be creative. They don't want to deal
with self, boys.
Yeah. Something like, what? Yeah. Just something like that. We need the help, but we don't want to help ourselves, and that's a problem.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I know right before the cave there is a settlement, you see, of Bovineborn.
It's not before the cave.
It's not?
No.
It's on the way.
Bovine, nope, it's not.
Damn it.
If you see on the map, the Bovineborn is a little bit south and to the west. The cave is literally in the upper left corner of the map.
So it's in the hunting grounds of the Bovineborn.
Yeah, we said this before.
So
it affects both.
And they always hunt right in the morning.
I mean, I feel like we have a big enough posse. We can just go fight this thing.
I feel like you're telling us not to waste any more time in town so that we can start our actual mission.
That's what the voice
Let's
is.
Let's go find some cowboys.
Watch your mouth.
Only if they're on the range.
Hey, now.
That's right.
No, we don't.
Little, hey, little baby.
Don't say that.
Hey.
My mother used to say it all the time. What's the problem?
I don't care what your mama said, boy. You ain't saying it no more.
It's a little racist child you got there with you. With his little robot face. It's a racist alarm clock.
He's a real problem, and I'm trying to keep him in line, but, you know, it's not an easy task.
Well, I got a poll for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. You should go get some help because you're a racist, too.
You look like a racist, and I pissed on your shoe. Get out of here.
Guys, old child. Go to school.
I leave and get me mount. I've got my dire moose back. Yes, of course.
I'll hop on my burrito.
It doesn't move because it's a burrito.
I hold on.
I don't know why you would get a burrito for a mount. But
it's a little donkey.
Oh. A burro. Okay.
A baby
burrito.
A little donkey. A burrito.
I don't think.
He's so
That's
cute.
What burrito means.
A little burrito.
Okay. So, yeah. What's your mount, Balfour?
I think it's just a horse.
Okay. Like a normal person. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
He's really big on it.
You guys all mount up. Balfour, are you leading the way since you know where this cave is?
Yeah.
Okay. So you head out, and it's about an hour ride west, I would say.
It's pretty close.
It's not very far away, no. And you can easily see the cave mouth in the distance because it's a fairly sizable one. Though there are some crumbled rocks off to the side. As they said, they did try and blow up the entrance and it didn't do anything. There are very little, in terms of cover, in front of the cave. There's a few rocks sticking up here and there, but not really enough for a person to stand behind, I would say. And yeah, there's just a big open cave entrance that is dark ahead of you, and that is known as Rattlesnake Cave.
I thought the Hydra lived in there, Balfour.
They do.
Why don't they call it Hydra Cave?
Yeah.
It's just what it's called.
I don't know. I didn't name it.
Yeah. That's what it's always been.
My guess would be that there's snakes in there.
So I'm going to have to look out for rattlesnakes while also making sure I don't get it by a hydra.
I don't fuck with
problem,
snakes.
I know, but, you know, it's what's it called? Workplace hazard?
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, lead the way, my large friend.
So, a side note.
Yes?
Do you guys have any fucking idea how many spells say that you can see in them?
Many. Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of them require sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dislike.
Unsubscribe.
We're doing this for you, Scrothor. Yeah.
This is so that you
we are on a death
again.
Mission from God so that you would once again be able to see how bleak and terrible the world we live in actually
Everybody.
Is.
We're doing this so Scrothor can see. Oh, he died. Well, that's the thing, I guess. So there's the cave entrance. Technically, the entrance is big enough for you to go in with mounts, or you can leave them outside. Up to you.
Let's just charge.
Is this an interdimensional hydra? Can they walk?
Yeah, no, it's totally an interdimensional hydro.
I just see, you know, trying to just figure out if it can hydroplane or not, going through different seeds of existence.
Yep, it could get you anywhere, anytime.
That's fucking dangerous.
Could pop up in the inn and get you. You don't even know.
At least it's not a false hydra.
Hail hydra.
Hail hydrants.
They rain from the sky.
I told you.
Hail hydrants. Yeah. They shoot ice instead of water.
So, yeah.
Balfour, you know how about... I can speak words. You know about how deep this cave is?
Not really. I've never been out here before.
Nobody does.
I don't think... Nobody that has ever come out here has ever come back to tell us how far it goes. Mm.
Well, I get out my meter wheel.
What?
I'm going to make a fortune. I'm going to be able to tell everybody. I'm going to be the only game in town. How deep is Rattlesnake Cave?
Okay.
5 gold, if you want
to
know.
Are you trying to establish a business in a fine town, sir?
You need a permit.
I'm going to say you don't have the appropriate paperwork for this.
Clancy not having the appropriate paperwork. My God. Yep. I never thought I'd see the day.
You think I don't know contracts, my friend?
Oi, oi. You got a license for that knowledge inside your head.
Yep. Well, we better bash it
that's
out.
You. That's what you sound like.
It doesn't feel good to have a mirror held up in front of ye.
Contract.
I'm a legitimate businessman. I don't know what you're talking about.
So are we sticking to the walls, or what's our plan of attack here, boys?
The cave entrance, so...
Littered with bones.
Width-wise, no. Width-wise, it is about 60 feet wide.
Oh, wow.
30 feet tall. And it's flat around the bottom, but it is arched across the top. So it's a fairly big cave.
Do you guys want to, like...
But it is pitch black.
Should I just, like, fly around and make a lot of noise till it comes out and you shoot it from far away, or...
I don't feel like giving it room to run is a good idea.
No. But you'd rather be in an enclosed space with it.
Yeah.
Well, if it can't turn around because it's so tightly fit in there...
That's a pretty unsafe assumption for people who have never been inside this dark cave. But if it's huge...
But you also... don't want to forfeit the element of surprise, me dear Watson.
Well, we can sneak in.
Voice in head, I want to try using the eye stones and see if they can help me penetrate this darkness.
Do you have dark vision?
You know I don't, Dennis.
Then you can't see shit.
Wait, I might be able to help.
Hold on. Feet of dark.
Scrothor can help by casting dark vision.
Hey!
Is that a spell?
It is a level 2 transmutation spell, and I can touch Clancy, that's his name, Scuttlebottom, who is willing and granted the ability to see in the dark.
Okay. So 1,000 feet, you see the curve in a cave wall, and then you can't see any further than that because there's a wall in the way. So it's not even 1,000 feet. You would guess it's probably a few hundred feet, and then it hits this curve, so the cave wall curves to the left.
Maybe someone could sneak in and put a mirror down?
Dennis,
yes.
Remember that feather fire cloak that you gave me?
Yeah.
Can you just give me a refresher on what that does?
If I recall correctly, it gives you slow fall.
Yes.
And it also lights up fire within melee distance, so you can light enemies that you're fighting on fire.
Thank you.
So it deals like constant fire damage. Yeah, for anybody who's in melee range of you.
That could be good against the stumps of the head if we need to cauterize them.
I mean, Scrothor, would you like to wear it?
Well, apparently that's not how hydras work, says my natural...
Because I looked him up beforehand, and nope. It goes off damage dealt, not about
can
it
do, like,
slicing or anything?
A natured or some sort of check to know what we know about, see what we know about hydras?
Now that sure.
We're
roll me
close
in,
to the mouth of the cave.
Roll
the
me month. A nature check.
Ooh, I'm good at this. 17.
You're a druid, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you got a 17. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Want to roll nature? Belfer, Felida.
I don't know shit about Clancy. Nature.
Yeah, you don't know shit about shit.
14.
Okay, I'll roll if you really want. 4.
15.
Would you get Belfer?
13.
Okay, so everybody but Clancy, because he sucks.
Fuck off, Clancy.
Knows,
fuck you, Dennis.
.com.
Knows just enough about hydras. So hydras, there's a misnomer about hydras. So everyone thinks you got to...
Cut off all
It's
the
all
heads.
About cutting off the heads,
yes.
But it's not. Once Hydra sustain a certain amount of damage, the head just dies and falls off. But then two more grow back. So regardless of cutting or not, even if you're shooting them, the heads grow back if you don't kill them fast enough.
It's not a misnomer. That's a misconception, you fucking idiot.
Well, words can be whatever I want.
He's right.
I kind of feel like the Hydra's going to kill Clancy.
You've awakened the
beast.
For
some reason.
It's fine. I've been wanting to kill Clancy a long time.
We need to try and kill a head apiece, right? Mm-hmm. As fast as possible.
Maximum damage.
Focus fire. Bring down all the adds at the same speed.
So damage isn't necessarily a head. It is the Hydra shares damage among
just
all
massive
the
damage.
Heads.
We just need to do maximum damage.
Yes, but Dennis, right? If you take out one of its head, then it loses the ability to do that attack.
Yes. But what I'm saying is the mechanics of the game are When the Hydra suffers a certain amount of damage, head dies.
So there's just thresholds.
Yes, there's just thresholds.
Okay.
If you all focus on a head, it doesn't matter because it's
all just coming from the same pool.
Yep. Okay.
It's not a Warcraft fight. It's just a fight.
Yep.
Yeah. So Skorthor disseminates that information and that we have to be as swift and damaging as possible to this creature.
Yes.
Damage is what we do the best.
Big hits.
No healings. Only murders.
Mm-hmm. You're all at full hit points, so you should be fine.
I'm going to burn basically all of my first level slots and give everyone here dark vision for the cave.
I don't need it, but thank you.
That How many slots everyone you got that left? Needs it. Well, if
Captain
Gizzard, if Philip,
we've known each other for years.
Yes, and I'm perched on your shoulder. Why? If everybody, that'll be all my first level slots to give everybody in the party that needs it dark vision, unless. Balfour has dark vision naturally.
I do not.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm out of first level slots.
All right.
But we can all see in the goddamn cave.
So, yeah.
When
all
we go
of you can
there.
See in the dark. So.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I got X-ray vision.
You can
That's
see in the
cool.
dark up to a certain distance.
60 feet.
60 feet, yeah.
Voice in the head, when I hold the eyes, there's nothing between us and that curved cave wall 300 feet away. It's just empty.
Yeah.
All right.
You got 8 hours of dark vision, y'all.
I feel like we'll die before that.
Well,
lead the way, Balfour.
Oh shit, dark vision's level 2. Never mind.
Oh.
I can only give two people it. So I'm going to give it to Balfour and Felita.
We already gave it to Clancy.
You already gave it to me. No takes.
Yeah, the other two. I have 3 all day.
Oh,
okay.
3.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And he don't need it and I can't see.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. What are you doing? Heading in?
Stealthy, I'm leading the way.
Stealthy.
All right, what's the order of operations here? Are you doing a grouping, or are you doing a single file line? How are you doing this?
Skorthor always walks in single file.
Skorthor doesn't matter. Skorthor is
to
blind.
Hide our numbers.
Yeah.
I would like to cheat as much to the rear as possible.
Okay.
I got a question.
Yep.
Can I check for any kind of traps or booby traps or
slip? Or boobies.
Or boobies or slip.
Sure.
What kind of role do you want out of me?
Perception investigation, either one.
I will take perception. 14.
So you're about to enter the cave, you look around, you don't see anything. Just looks like a normalized cave mouth.
Yeah.
Now... Whenever we see the creature within 60 feet, as soon as you see it, tell me so I can highlight it with my magics.
You have to see it to be able to highlight it?
Nope. That's one of the spells I can cast that I don't have to see it.
Nice.
It just has to be within range.
Okay. Point me. Point me at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm going to ready fairy fire for when this thing appears.
Fairy fire. Okay.
I'm excited to get your eyes back so we don't have to weekend and burnies you anymore.
All right.
You've been nothing but a burden.
I'm more puppet than man. Or bird. Damn it.
Bird man. You're at the entrance of the cave.
Fun. I liked it.
All right. Should we all stealth it here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Everybody stealth.
Does anybody have, Pass Without a Trace or something?
Oh, no. That's a 5.
Nice.
Got a botch. Could be worse.
Hey, everyone knows that
Furbugs are gassy, so.
It's true.
This furbug is very gassy.
Fart.
Well, they're from the bog of eternal stench. That's why they're called furbugs.
Fart.
I botched.
God damn it.
Scrother got a 10.
Both the lead and the bat. Well, you guys are doing great.
I'm the rogue. Hey, Felita, I'm the goddamn rogue.
Felita and fucking...
Felita got an 18.
All right.
I got a 14.
All right, you two are normal people.
Back at 18,
the rest
14.
Of you are idiots.
Normal heroes.
Normal heroes. So, yeah. So, you guys head down this tunnel. Felita and Gizzard are being quiet, whereas the other ones are like... tripping over rocks and stepping on stuff. There's no bones, so there's nothing to really crunch on. It's just they keep making noise for some reason.
Bad call.
But you don't hear anything in the tunnel. It is dead quiet. No bugs, no birds.
No stems, no seeds.
Nothing. Just quiet. No drips, nothing. Quiet. Other than yourselves stumble bumbling around in this cave. So you're continuing forward, I assume. To get to the part where Steve saw. Sorry, nice. Where Clancy saw.
Good. Yes.
So you get to the point. So it's a few hundred feet, and then the cave sort of turns to the left. Now, this cave is very rounded, so it does not appear to be entirely naturally occurring, because it almost feels like this was tunneled out somehow, some way. So the cave sort of arcs to the left, and then you see after maybe 50 feet, it arcs back to the right, so there's a little bend here. What are you guys doing?
And as we look around the bend, there's 10 faces staring at us.
Nope.
No, excellent.
Completely quiet, and nothing here yet. Just
as I look around the bend, I'll once again use the eyes to look as far as I can see.
When I say the bend is long enough that you can't actually look, like, you can't just Scooby-Doo your head around it. Like, it's an arc.
We have to come up around the bend, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Mm. Like, it's not like a wall that you can just
it's
look around
like
the corner.
It's not like a corner.
No. Mm. It is okay.
It's not a hairpin turn. It's
No. Yeah.
A long wind.
You got to get all the way around this bend in order to be able to see what's coming next, basically.
Okay.
Is it at a down slope, or is it just flat?
It is this entire way has been a slightly downward slope. Okay. Not like a 45-degree angle or anything like that, but like maybe 10,
gradual,
15 degrees.
Gradual,
yeah,
slope.
Gradual.
Is it like a damp, dark hole, or is it like a dry, sandy hole?
I would say that it feels a little humid down here. Okay. It's not like desert dry. It's also... You would think that it would be cooler, but it is kind of hot.
It's kind of dumb.
Kind of
annoying.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. No, it's not as cool as you would imagine it to be. You feel as though there's a fairly steady hot air moving down through this cave and shooting its way back out the way you came. So there is a flow of air. Hmm. It's just hotter than you would think that it ought to be.
Hot air coming from up, you said?
No, just further down the cave.
Okay.
Not like up or down, just like from wherever this thing goes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing? You're right there.
Felita's going to pull out her gun and ready in action for like as soon as she sees this thing within range.
Sure.
Oh, weren't there traps, guys, right?
I checked for traps at the front.
Okay, cool.
There were... I didn't see any. Doesn't mean that there's not none, but you can't see anyway.
No, keep your eyes peeled for traps, friend.
I will re-look for traps.
Sure,
in this
roll
new place.
Perception or investigation?
Perceptigation.
We're all clear.
Why are you still using that die?
He's been rolled well.
Like two episodes ago.
It was last episode.
What is he rolled under a 10 in this episode?
Right now I got a 7.
Okay, so, yeah, you don't notice anything.
Everything seems... hunky-dory.
Balfour, Clancy, Felita, do you want to look as well, or you just want to move forward? What do you want to do? Your right
percept.
Is... Okay. Perception or investigation? Up to you.
16 perception.
Okay. Balfour, you're in the front, and you notice, you sort of stop yourself, and it looks as though the ground looks off. Something is different about it. It's... like an inch lower for some reason right in front of you for about 30 feet. and then it goes back up a bit.
Hey, something not right about this floor. It's, I don't know who the, you know, interior designer was, but they did a really crappy job with this portion. It's like, you know, down a little bit. It's not level.
When he says that, Felita's gonna reach down and pick up the heaviest rock that she can find.
So in this tunnel, there's not really very many big rocks. It's all very tiny stones.
I guess a
turtle
will do.
Then I'm gonna dig one out of the wall.
Strength check, you strong bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Hell yeah.
I've had like
Let's
four
see.
Twisted teeth.
Oh, good.
And no food.
Oh, grand. Grand.
We're all dead.
We're all dead.
I miscounted. I'm on five.
Jesus.
Oh, God. The tidal wave of puke is coming.
Nope. I got to drink a lot of twisted teeth for that day.
I'm trying to remember what my plus is. All right. So 22.
All right, yeah. You just literally punch into the wall and dig out a grapefruit-sized rock. Much bigger than anything else that you see just laying on the ground.
But quietly, here. Right?
No. There's no quiet way to do this.
No.
But yeah, it makes quite a bit of noise. As it echoes.
And then I'm going to throw it into the center of that section of the floor.
You say throw, do you mean like a gentle toss? Do you mean throw it as hard as you can, like meh, like spiking a football? How do you want to do this?
A dangerous question.
That's why
I asked it. Probably not as hard as I can. Yeah, no, fuck it. I'm doing it as hard as I can.
Okay. Roll me a strength.
Chaos Gremlin.
Go hard or go home.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay. So you fucking smash this son of a bitch straight down, and you notice that the floor collapses and just goes out. And it's 30 feet just gone. No floor. You glance down, and it looks like you wouldn't have fallen to your death. It's like 20, 30 feet down. There's like a little platform down there. But yeah, there's a hole in the ground.
I'm going to cast Spider Climb.
Okay.
On Felita Clancy.
Spite or Climb.
Spite or Climb.
So, the new game show.
I'm a
the new game show.
So is that a group cast? Or
no,
can
it's individual. So I'm going to burn all of my second spell slots.
Okay.
And cast it on all three of them.
We're getting buffed.
Okay.
Belford, Clancy, and Felita.
We can like ninja run up walls and shit.
But not Gizzard or Scrothor.
Well, Scrothor can fly.
Sure.
And I could also cast Fly if I want to.
Okay.
Is that the same spell slot?
No, it's a very higher spell slot.
Okay, good.
You guys can walk up and down walls. So three of you can just walk on the wall around this if you want.
Are we level six?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you.
Well, almost all of you are level six. Wink.
Ooh.
I want to take a second and look at the wall, make sure it's cool.
It seems
it's smoking, so you know it's cool.
The same as everything else. The only thing that's different is below where the floor level is, there are a bunch of holes all over the place in that the walls as they go down towards that platform. But up where you are, seems totally fine and normal.
All right. I'll climb up and start walking over.
Okay. You do.
Actually, how strong is Belfer? He seems like a strong chap, yeah?
Fucking Firbolg. Pretty strong, I would guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong.
Okay, Belfer, before you do so, I'm gonna go into my pack and take out, like, a python.
Okay.
And tie a really nice sailor's knot around it with my rope.
Okay.
Why don't you put this up in the ceiling, you see, so I can Jack Sparrow swing my way across this.
Okay, I can do that.
Aye.
So you go up and you do that. You roll me a strength check to jack this thing into the wall. Because it's a rock, so it's a little harder to put it in. It's not like loose
I mean,
dirt.
Felita just punched through it.
Felita's a strong person, too. And she also rolled for it.
That's a 23.
Yeah. Easily smash this thing into the ceiling. This shit ain't going nowhere.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, yeah.
I'm going to fuck. I'm going to swing across.
Great. You just need to hold on to the rope and not fuck up this roll. So roll me a d20. It's dex. Sure.
16.
You're fine.
Yay.
Absolutely nothing. I assume you're taking Scrothor with you.
Uh-huh. Scrothor can fly.
Can't see.
Can't see, but sure.
I fly kind of behind him.
Yeah. Can I? All right. I cut a little bit of the rope off. Can
don't
I make a little?
Don't you put me on
a little leashy for old Scrothor here.
I mean, I figured you just, like, Luke and Leia, put him, like, put your arm around him and just swing across is what I was...
I can't wait till I get out to the hospital and kiss you.
With a weird tiny beak.
Don't beak shame me.
I already did. So, yeah, so you make it across, no big deal. And as you guys make it across, that's where we're going to take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now, as I'm sure you're aware, we have, you know, Discord access and bi-weekly episodes that are not related to the show, but instead just fun one-offs. In fact, one of the more recent ones we did for March was a, well, I don't actually know what Steve was planning for it to be, but I know what it turned into, which was like a Pulp Fiction meets breakfast cereal mascots sort of thing. You know what? Here's a clip.
Is there anything larger and sharper in this room?
Like a paper cutter?
No.
All right. What kind of a role do you want me to sever a bear's head with a fucking wrist knife?
with a letter opener.
Survival.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. The other thing I want to talk about is one of our higher tiers, the $50 a month bi-weekly gaming session with some of us, the Botch crew, and then also other patrons. We actually have two games going right now. One, I believe, is full up, although we could probably fit somebody in. That's, you know, Steve and myself and some of the other patrons. They're currently doing Curse of Lestrade, I think, if memory serves me right. But please, if somebody wants to join the $50 level and convince us not to do that, I'm fine with it. The other one is Philip. He is DMing his own campaign set in the Fallout universe, and he's using the Fallout RPG guidebook. So if you want to be a part of that group, sign up for $50 a month, and you can join either one of those groups, whatever meets your fancy. So head on over to patreon.com/botchedpodcast to subscribe to that, or check out the other rewards we have. All right, back to the show. And we're back.
All right.
So, what are you doing now? You're past
Send
this
the rope
track.
Back over, please.
You have spider climb.
You have spider climb. You can just walk just on
okay,
the wall.
Okay, I would like to spider baby. Climb the rope.
you're on the ceiling now, you fucking weirdo.
I'm nauseous.
Good.
Bleh.
Throw up on yourself. And since you're wearing a mask, it's stuck in there.
It's like a dirty aquarium.
Yes.
Clean and nice.
Smells similar.
Just like a turtle. Onward and upward, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. We should I get pulled the drain plug on my mask.
It just pours out the bottom all over your chest.
I stick my finger into the hole to get the chunks out. You know?
Sure.
God damn it, Steve.
So since Steve can see in the distance.
Felita's going to grab a few rocks first out of the wall.
Roll me strength.
Just like a couple.
Uh-huh.
That is a 16.
Emotional support rocks.
Boom!
Oh my god.
Maeve.
23?
Felicia's just punching holes in the wall and pulling out grapefruits and sticking them in her bag, it looks like. But she does.
And an 18.
Again. Just keep on fucking punching holes in these walls.
Nice.
These perfectly fine walls that you destroyed, you monster. Looking down the hallway, everything again seems fine, but
you know, if we make it out of this thing alive, you could take those rocks and sell them as, like, commemorative
souvenirs.
Things, you know, after we kill the Hydra, maybe. Hopefully.
They're Hydra stones.
Yeah. Cough some little Hydra zone.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get somebody to build a machine to put those rocks into so they're flattened, that are stamped with the exactly where the stones came from.
It's a smiling Hydra face.
Put in a gold coin, get out a flat rock. Boom.
I survived Rattlesnake Cave.
Yeah.
All I got was this stupid coin.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, looks like it's another couple hundred feet. You notice that the hallway is much shorter, and there's another cave mouth. And there's a lot of hot air coming from this cave mouth.
You think it's maybe like a Hydra mouth and less of a cave mouth?
It's a cave mouth.
Hmm.
As far as you can tell.
This cave has a serious swamp ass situation.
Mm-hmm. It's a very old swamp ass.
An old swamp ass, yes.
Very hot.
Felita, why don't you hold out one of your rocks for me?
All right. And she does it. She holds it out.
I cast light on that rock.
It lights up. It's so there does
throw away, Jack.
So there seems to be a faint light coming from the cave mouth. So the room that is in question does not seem to be super dark.
I was thinking more of like the down the cave mouth.
That's what I mean. But on the other side of the cave mouth, it's not very dark. There's a light emitting from the other side of this cave mouth. You can't see it because of the way that the hallway or tunnel is oriented, but yeah, there is definitely a light coming from whatever this is.
Hmm. Why would a Hydra need a light?
Smoker.
Smoke Hydra lights.
Yeah. It's a really cool looking Hydra with sunglasses smoking.
Yeah.
It's to get the kids. That's what keeps killing all the kids in town.
Hydra Joe.
That's right. Hydra Joe.
Hydra Joe.
I gotta go get my Hydra cash and get a cool
Hydra cash.
I want that goddamn windbreaker.
I got it. It's gonna cost me so many Hydra bucks. It's ridiculous.
But it's gonna look so cool.
I'm gonna look dope as fuck.
And I bought the Hydra smokes, so I might as well smoke them.
It's true.
Okay.
Fuck it. I mean, go into the cave? I mean, Scrothor can't see.
Well, Scrothor.
Nothing. No idea.
Scrothor wants adventure, goddammit.
And Captain Gizzard doesn't want to be here till 12 o'clock p.m.
Sure.
Because we have a guest.
Sure.
I'm going in there.
So you go to the cave entrance?
I follow.
Mm-hmm. Roll me stealth. Or don't.
I will do that. That's a 5.
You're very loud.
12.
Flap, 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 flap. Fap, fap, fap? Is that what you're doing?
Flap.
Jacking it as you walk into this cave? Confident as anyone else.
18.
You're quiet.
15. Pretty and I'm quiet. Holding Clancy.
Clancy the baby.
He's just another rock to you now.
That's right. I'm going to throw you so fucking hard.
I would like to pull out my gun. And have it at the ready.
You do have it at the
nice.
Ready. So you get to the cave entrance. Everybody roll me a perception check quickly. Get a lay of the land.
Are we getting guidance from you?
Ooh, yeah. 26.
Ooh. You spot everything.
9.
Game.
10.
Okay.
21.
16. Oh.
No, 16.
You all can spot that on the left and right sides of this room are a bunch of strange sack-looking objects.
Are they veiny?
They're a little veiny.
Oh.
They're about...
Sorry I asked.
A foot tall each.
They're vascular.
Some are a little bigger, some are a little smaller, but they're about all uniformly about a foot. They're very sticky and moist-looking.
Moist, sticky
Looks like there are hundreds of these things.
Ooh, Hydra eggs.
On left and right side.
The center, hemorrhoids.
This is a very...
Hydroids.
Circular-looking room. The center of this room is... It's not a pit. It is sort of like a concave sort of situation where there are a lot of bones, but you see lots of steam rolling out of it.
Hmm.
Which you're guessing this is where the heat is coming from. Mm-hmm. On the opposite side of the room, you see the quote-unquote Hydra, except it's not exactly what you thought it would be, as this is a rattlesnake Hydra.
Yeah.
Each of the heads looks like a very bony, almost viper-like rattlesnake head. And the Hydra also has four rattlers for a tail. And
at least it's warning
while
us.
Four of the five heads are sleeping, the fifth head is keeping watch, it looks like.
Can I cast a reaction spell?
I don't know what you're reacting to, but nothing's happened.
Well, can I cast a spell?
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you have the spell slots, you can cast
I do, spells. Actually.
Sure.
I'm going to cast sleep on that final head.
That's smart.
So that's not how Hydras work. It's all shared HP.
Well, that's still...
So it would be all of it does.
Or... Well, I mean, it would cast it on all of it, then. Cast it would it put on. It into sure. a magical slumber.
Yeah, but it's based on hit points, right?
Correct.
Sure.
I'm getting...
How many hit points?
Roll 5d8 is the total of how many hit points of the creature the spell affects. So let me roll this out. Here, as I roll this, can you read this? To Dennis.
And when you cast this at second level higher, you additional 2d8 for each slot above level 1.
I have already used my twos already.
And
so.
You don't want to use your threes?
I think I only get one.
Okay.
Hold on. I have it marked.
This spell sends a creature into magical slumber. Roll 5d8. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose within range are affected.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to cast it at a third level, which gives me one more third level spell.
What's the range on it?
90 feet.
No, you're not close enough.
Well,
this is a very big room.
Okay.
You were on the opposite side of the room from it. So you're not quite close enough to do that.
Can I, since I stealth so high, can I stealth in there and get closer?
Sure. Would you stealth again?
Oh, jeez.
I think it was 18.
18?
Yeah, possibly.
I don't remember because I picked it up.
Roll stealth for me again.
Okay.
I'm clutching.
Damn it. It's a bad stealth. 8 plus 2 is 10.
So you start to move your way over towards, and you accidentally step on one of the bones, making a crack. And the one snake that was alert, at least the snake head that was alert, looks right at your direction, and the rest of the heads pop up.
How close am I at this point?
You are...
92 feet.
Yeah, you're within 90 feet at this point.
I cast sleep.
Okay.
At third level. So you said how many per extra level?
2d8 per level. So you need to add 4 more d8.
2, and it was 5 originally.
So you need one more.
One more. Thank you, bud.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot of 8s.
48.
So it does not appear to affect...
Yeah,
is there a
creature's
save?
Hit points must be equal to or less than the remaining total for creature to be affected.
All right.
Nope.
I tried.
It's got more than 48 hit points.
We know but now we know that.
Yeah, or the hemorrhoids, like I said.
But yeah, so it does not... You cast the spell, it hits the heads, and they sort of just wave it off, and they're fine.
Hydras don't exist. Got it.
Sure. Roll me initiative, everybody.
Scrothol got it.
9.
9.
6. 9.
What'd you get, Scrothor?
Which is 9 upside down.
Yeah. I got an 11, so we both have 9-11 over here.
Never forget.
What'd you get, Clancy?
9.
Actually, I got a 13 because of...
That's 11 on the die.
I know.
It's good, though.
And then Felita?
It was
18.
Good. Save us, Felita.
I need a roll-off between Steve and...
Scrothor.
Scrothor.
18. Straight die.
18, you sack of turtle shit.
14. Well, y'all gonna stop being
Steve,
mean to
don't
me.
Forget to use your stats instead of Clancy's because he said he needed it between Steve and Scrothor.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like a minus 2.
First up is Felita. So at the mouth of the cave, you are about 120 feet away from this thing.
What's the range on my new gun?
What's your new gun? What kind of gun is it?
The rock gun.
Is it a rifle? Is it a pistol?
You tell me, man. You gave it to me.
Man, you didn't write it down? It's a pistol. I'm pretty sure.
Somewhere.
It's a pistol.
Rock pistol.
Technically, that's more than enough range.
Mm-hmm.
More than enough.
You close enough is what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get 150 feet. That's where your attack drops. So you're at 120.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot it.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot it. That's a dirty 20.
We'll hit.
Sweet. What's the damage?
Revolvers are normally 1d8. Yours is a 1d8 plus fire damage of 1d6, and then it gets a plus 1 because it's magical.
D8 d6 plus 1 plus 2.
Yes.
1d6 plus 1. Cool. Now I have it written down.
Nice. Good. I'm glad.
Sure. All right. So that's a 7 and a 5.
That's 12.
So the 5 is the fire damage.
Okay.
Plus 1, 13.
Right in the kisser. So yeah, you fire off a shot. There is a sort of an explosion of fire out the end of your gun. You notice that when the bullet hits the Hydra, it burns a little bit around the wound. And then that's that. The Hydra doesn't seem to be overly affected, but it's still affected. Anything else you're doing in your turn? Moving? Anything like that? Staying at the cave entrance?
Gets another shot.
Clerics don't get another shot.
Oh. No.
Shit.
Only certain classes get some shots.
Can like I cast...
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I can't. You're right.
Most spells are a full other major action. Yeah. Most of the time. Sometimes they say otherwise, but most of the time.
Yep.
So no then?
Yep.
All right. So then
I'm
just
gonna stay there. I put Clancy down.
All right. Well, roll to shoot him in the head.
All right. That's a nat 20.
Nope, he's dead.
He did.
Damn.
So sorry.
The Hydra accepts your offer.
Yep. The Hydra and God accepts your
offer. I'll give you my eyes.
Gizzard.
And I.
You're up.
I'm going to cast Tidal Wave. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
What's your DC?
Does a 19 beat it?
Fuck. You take half damage.
Okay. What's the damage?
Yes, you take half damage and you are not knocked prone.
Good luck knocking it prone.
Well, if you would have failed, you would have been knocked prone by the spell.
How do you knock a snake prone?
With water.
Magic.
26 cut in half would be 13.
Was this
You notice that one of the six heads shrivels up and falls off.
Does this Hydra have triskaidekaphobia?
What the fuck is that?
It's scared of water.
No. Scared of number 13, which we've hit it with twice now.
No, it's not.
It's scared of watery 13.
No.
All right, just checking.
Scrothor.
Anyway.
Scrothor is going to cast Fairy Fire on this son bitch.
All right, what's that do?
It makes a spell DC save, an amount of...
Yeah, what is it?
60 feet.
You are not close enough.
I will make sure that I'll have Captain Gizzard point me in the right direction.
I swat him on the butt in the right direction.
So if you move 30 feet, you're still not close enough.
We're at 90. Over. He casts a 90-foot spell. If I move 30 feet forward...
You said that spell 60 feet.
Yeah, and I can fly 50 feet per round.
It's 100 feet. Oh, you can fly 50 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go 30 feet, cast it, and then go 20 feet back.
No, you could move up.
I make an arc. I make an arc.
Barely an arc.
Yeah.
5-foot arc. But yeah, you cast Fairy Fighter. What does that do?
Advantage or something? Yeah. It makes a highlight it in, let's go with green because I'm Scrothor.
Sure.
And a creature within the area of the spell is outline lit if it fails a dex saving throw versus my spell save DC.
Oh, so it rolls dex save?
It does roll. This is all or nothing kind of thing.
It rolled a 21.
So nothing happens.
Okay.
That is my turn.
Okay.
Scraw!
Then it will be Clancy.
I'm going to take a bonus action.
Okay.
To hide.
In your shell on the ground?
All right, so you're hiding behind a corner,
no, that's different. That's withdraw.
So you're hiding behind a corner, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're at the cave entrance. Somebody gets your hide around the corner.
I get low.
All right. And?
And I roll a 18.
Oh, to shoot?
To hide. I have to roll a stealth roll to hide.
Oh, gotcha. You barely did. Because it was on 20 cool. And then rolled off.
And then I will back off as far away as I can while still maintaining light of sight with the creature.
You are already there.
I'm going to shoot at his eyes.
Okay.
Or her eyes.
You can shoot at one of the eyes. It's got many.
I'm gonna get one of those fucking eyes.
Okay. You don't have to minus two.
Fucking God. No, not minus two. That's
why I backed
off. I said
you don't have to minus two is what I said.
Don't talk to me about words.
You're dead.
Doesn't fucking matter. I rolled a goddamn two.
Okay, so yeah, you fire off and miss. It just pings around the cave wall. Then it'll be the creature's turn. So remind me, who's closest at this point? Would it be Scrothor or would it be Gizzard?
I had to get within 60 feet for my spell, so it's Scrothor.
And how far is Gizzard?
90 feet.
90.
Okay, so about 30 feet difference. All right, so yeah, so it's going to move up. Seems
wait,
going...
wait, hold on. Wait. I had advantage on that roll. That's why I hid, and I rolled a fucking botch. Never mind.
Carry on.
One and a two. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Okay. So it...
Have you tried changing dice?
Moves up.
I made a TikTok video about dice jail.
Towards Scrothor. So this thing slithers quickly over towards Scrothor, and you notice that five heads pop up. Oh, I forgot.
Slowly slithers Scrothor.
Two more heads pop up because it's its turn. You know what? It said end of turn, so we'll do it end. Not on his turn.
What's only got four at the moment? Five.
Oh, Jesus.
Five.
What's your AC, Scrothor?
Oh, it's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like 15. That's a big number. I got a cloak of protection, so I'm 16 now.
You have a cloak of protection?
Yeah, you gave it to me.
I gave you a cloak of, like, if you're standing still.
It was like the item I started with when I made the character.
Oh, that. Yeah. So you get like a plus one to AC. Mm-hmm.
But also he's wearing me fire cloak as well.
Double cloak Scrothor, they call it.
Oh, so you gave him that cloak.
Yeah, I said it. Okay. So.
All right, so you only get hit with three attacks.
Are we going to have two party wipes in one season?
It's possible.
Just Balfour. Sits through the bodies.
So we all get to quit, now Rob has to take over the...
I take over the whole thing.
Surprise, it's your podcast now.
You get to deal with Dennis.
You did this, Rob.
This
is you. Okay.
If only you'd roll higher initiative.
.com.
I never did get those eyes.
Shapeshift into a camel.
And spit. That is Hydra.
The five Hydra heads attempt to attack you. Only three of them are going to hit you.
Only three.
But you notice that the fangs sort of like pop out, and you are punctured by many, many fangs. It hurts quite a bit, and you feel a burning sensation as you are poisoned. And on every turn, you will take 1d6 poison damage.
Yikes.
Just an FYI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got half of what we need.
Yeah.
Get over here, and I'll pump that venom out of you.
So you are... heavily wounded, Scrothor.
Okay.
I'll say you flew over, I'm guessing?
Yep.
I'm going to say that you are currently... you know what? Roll me a con save.
A Scrothy check?
A Scrothy check.
You know what? That Scrothy check is a 21.
You managed to still stay in flight, even though you've been wounded many times. And then it'll be around to...
Belfer.
I wonder if those sacks...
Who's the R that I wrote down? Rob. Belfer, you're up.
It must be me. I run forward 40 feet, my max.
Okay.
And you hear Belfer scream, but the tone of his voice is starting to change. And you... It's not the Firbolg. It has more of a female tone to it.
Okay.
And he takes aim and...
Chugs a Bud Light.
Chugs a Bud Light. How far away am I?
So you said you moved 40 feet.
Yes, that's my max.
And Scrother had moved...
up to 50, but I really only went 30. Is what we decided.
I'm
so I can
gonna
get
say
in range.
You're about 15, 20 feet away.
Oh, that's not good. First shot is a 10.
I will not hit.
Okay, and since I get two attacks,
got that double barrel.
Oh, that's even worse. That's a 7.
So you fire off twice with no luck. You make your scream, and just nothing seems to happen as you fire off. As you miss, you notice that plunging out of the wound, like the once limp dead head, are two new heads, so now it's up to 7 heads.
You were the chosen one, Balfour.
So yeah, now this thing has 7 heads.
I haven't even raged yet.
Haven't even raged yet. And we're back around to Felita.
So if we question voice and head.
Yeah.
There's 7 heads.
Now there are, yes.
If we kill 5 of them.
Yep.
But not the whole thing in one round.
In one round, 10 more heads are going to pop out.
Yes.
Hiya.
I believe so. Let me double check here.
I would like
this
a double check.
This is not ideal.
On this. Let me see.
Because it seems like an impossible task.
Well, does it just gain an amount of hit points?
Because it only
round?
Gains a small amount of hit points back.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's not regenerating
it's
life.
Not regenerating,
it's just getting
well,
a new
it's
head.
Regenerating life, but not as much as you're dealing.
It's, yeah, it's 10-4. It gets an amount of HP regen per round, and that hits thresholds or not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess is what we understand.
Yeah, so at the end of its turn, it grows 2 heads for each of its heads that died since its last turn, unless it has taken fire damage since its...
It has!
It has taken fire damage.
It did take fire damage from that one bullet.
And from my
and from his
fiery
cloak
that it's biting into.
Oh, I didn't even roll damage for your fire cape. Because I figured that'd be on your turn, but okay.
Well, let's roll d4 then real quick.
Sure, roll d4.
Well, it would be like a defense...
4!
So then I will say that it does not regen 2 heads, so it's still down to 5. Okay, so yeah, we're
fire
back around to Felita. Didn't even see that last little sentence about the fire part.
Felita is going to run up to where everybody else is, and she's going to cast...
To be fair, Clancy is back at the entrance. Everybody else is up front.
Wicked smack, Clancy.
Just saying.
Where everybody but Clancy is, she's going to turn around and say, I'm sorry we've had our differences, but we might die here, so...
Okay.
Don't be a shitbird.
Okay. So you move up.
And cast Spirit Guardians, and it looks like a bunch of little cute flying rat boys that are around me, and I'm going to... If the party is around me, it does not attack the party.
What?
Spirit Guardian, so it'll attack.
Yeah.
It attacks the Spirit Guardians?
No, the Hydra.
The Hydra.
The Hydra attacks the Spirit Guardians?
If it gets within, hold on, how many feet?
It acts as like additional AOO magically, I think, is the idea.
The affected creature's speed is halved in the area, and when the creature enters the area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 3d8 radiant damage.
Okay. It probably will.
Okay.
But that's it.
Sweet.
Okay. It does not impact its targets. Got it. Okay.
And then as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
So you can do both?
Yeah.
Bonus action.
Okay, bonus.
It's bonus action.
All right. What does Spiritual Weapon do?
It looks like a big old glove, and it's going to attack this thing.
Okay.
Oh, so it's an efficient mage hand.
It's a big damn fist.
It's a godly mage hand.
But it can't attack on this turn? You're just writing it?
If it's within... If I am getting within 60 feet of it.
Okay, so you could do this too. Okay. All right. So yeah, you're within 60 feet if you run up.
Sweet. Yep. All right, cool.
All right. So you make a big old baseball glove.
So that's a 19?
We'll
hit.
It's
not really a baseball glove. It's just a glove.
That's what I'm saying.
The master hand.
I'm saying it's a big old baseball.
All right. And that is for 9 damage.
All right. And then it will be Gizzard.
I'm going to cast Firebolt.
Okay.
I critically failed.
Awesome.
Fuck. Do you want to know me damage as well, me love? Or do I... let's see what happens. Roll it out.
Roll me a d6. Low is Crowthor, high is Felita.
That's also 6 heads, right? 5 heads?
I rolled a 3.
I said low was Felitha, I believe, right?
You Scrothor, you said.
You said Scrothor?
Yeah, so you fire a firebolt and it accidentally flies right at Scrothor. Roll me damage.
I have, and I will text you how much damage I did to him.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Continue with the next part.
At the ready. Then it will be Clancy.
I shoot ahead.
Yes. Yes, I know. He's not an owl. He's a bird.
Scrothor, you are in rough, rough shape.
Toasty bird.
You are on fire. You are stabbed. You are poisoned.
I've got a question, voice in head.
Yes. Am I on fire or am I just burnt?
You are burnt.
There we go. Whew.
Singed heavily.
Never mind. I retract my question.
As I'm hit by a firebolt, Clancy.
Clancy.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I hide.
You're still hidden.
I shot at him. I'm still hidden.
So you pop out of hidden.
Okay. Oh, you didn't choose the... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, okay. 14.
I will not hit.
Stop second.
It's a fucking stealth roll, Dennis.
Stealth. Then,
God damn.
No, you're not stealth. He sees you.
All right. Well, I hit him anyway.
I mean, we're still in combat range, so you still get that sneak attack, bro.
Yeah, because he's focused on Scrothor right
now. Oh, that's right.
Melee,
y'all
we're
are
in melee range.
Yeah. With him. Excellent. Fan-fucking-tastic. All right. That is, that's a 19.
That will hit.
It's fantastic.
Sorry, I burnt you.
1, 2, 3.
It's okay. I got a plan.
Sorry, I burnt you. 1, 2. Yes, good, good, good.
It wasn't my plan.
Sure.
My dice. Decided to work against me. Remember when I was saying I'm making all these great rolls that don't matter?
Pay for it. Yeah.
And that, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's how it always goes. Clancy?
25 damage.
25?
That's the guy right there.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
That's what happens when rogues actually hit.
So you notice that another one of these heads sort of shrivels up as you fire a shot through one of the five rattlesnake hydra heads. So it only has four heads remaining at this moment. Then it will be rattlesnake. So it's
not
going.
Make a save.
What?
Damn it!
Make a wisdom save.
Spirit guardians.
Oh, Scrothor, you didn't go yet.
No,
sorry,
I didn't.
Scrothor, you should be up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I assume I'm still within melee range of this creature. Scrothor is going to cast. Feign death on himself.
What's that do?
You touch a willing creature, myself, and
then
you put it into
himself?
A cataleptic, state that is indistinguishable.
Catalytic converter, yes.
Yeah,
Words are things.
Words are things. Alcohol. It's indistinguishable from death for the spell's duration, or until I use an action to touch the target, which I can't do because I am the target.
So you draw.
For an hour, yeah, I appear to be dead.
So you drop.
To all outwards inspection and spells.
You're not flying anymore, you drop.
Yeah, I just drop.
Okay.
No, but he has the Featherfall cloak
on. I do
have
the Featherfall cloak on.
Okay, so he slowly falls.
Yes.
Dead. Okay. Dead, very deadly.
You slowly fall into that center section of bones and steam. Also, you're poisoned, so roll me a d6.
If the target is diseased or poisoned when you cast a spell, or becomes diseased or poisoned when the spell's effect, the disease and poison have no effect until the spell ends. Because my blood is not pumping.
Bam!
Okay.
Got him.
Nice. Lawyered. Nice.
Unfortunately, you're landing in the hot zone, so fire will still affect you.
I mean, but the fire from my cape is also still hitting this thing, and everyone else is standing on this floor. And no one else is taking fire damage yet.
So. No one's in the center part.
I'm not in the center part.
You are now. You fell down.
You feather-falled and fell into it.
If I'm feather-falling, wouldn't heat push me?
No.
No. Why am I falling to the center instead of straight down
did it.
At the feet of the...
That's where he caught you, top of the
vent. Yeah, that's where he caught
vent.
You.
Okay.
It's not a ton of damage. Let's have roll max. Which it doesn't look like I'm going to. Nah. You're really in rough shape, but you're not dead. You are now starting to light on fire a little bit. It's very toasty. You are a cooked chicken.
Does the fire cloak take on the Hydra?
How close do you have to be? I think I said melee range, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then no.
So I was in melee.
Yeah, upwards.
I fell straight down to the feet of the Hydra where
I'm
no longer.
It's not where the feet are because it's a snake. It was reaching because it has reach with its attacks. So
Okay.
Yeah. So you're just out of range. So no, that the cloak is not hitting it.
All right. That's all I got.
It will be the rattlesnake's turn, because Clancy did go, if I recall correctly. So I believe...
Is it within 15 feet of me?
Yes.
Okay. Make a wisdom save.
Okay. Does not.
Sweet.
Pow, pow, pow.
Oh, look at all eights.
Yay! We're doing damage.
What is it, 3D8?
Yeah.
Okay.
24.
So it will immediately turn to Felita, and it will attack with its four heads. Oh boy! Okay, I rolled two crit 20s on the four heads. What's your AC?
13.
22. All four hits will hit. All four heads will hit. Two of those are crits.
Oh no!
Damn, Felita, how much damage did you do with that spirit guardians?
24.
All right. We didn't lose a head off that?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
You were one off.
25 is probably the head limit.
It would have been that fire cloak tick.
Yeah, it would have been.
Three, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that sounds like a lot.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like that at all.
You got to get it on top, Strothra's burning body.
You are very, very wounded. But not quite passed out yet.
Okay.
But you are very poisoned as well.
Yikes.
Let me write this down so I don't forget. Poison.
Captain Gizzard feels physically fine, but emotionally sad because I started this.
Yes. Then it will be Balfour.
As a bonus action, I would like to rage. And
you do.
Yes, and when you see me rage,
roar.
You see this spectral figure that's running along beside me, and it's a short dwarf, a very short female dwarf, and I am going to attack with, I'm going to shoot.
Okay.
First one is a 16.
That will hit.
8 points.
Another head dies. Okay.
Second attack. That's a natty light, so 21.
Oh, see, when you say that, I'm thinking you botched.
Right, no.
But, no. Yes, no, 21, yeah, that will hit.
Yep. 15 points.
Okay, so yeah, you've dealt some serious damage there. It is definitely wounded. So that means the end of the turn has come. No one has dealt fire damage. So it lost two heads. It grows four heads. It is up to seven heads. And so, yeah. So it's going to regain a little hit points here.
Motherfuck.
Burn them all, laddies.
Okay. So then it will be back around to... I don't know why I'm looking at that sheet. Stupid drunk Dennis. Felita, you are very wounded. Roll me a d6 for damage. You're poisoned.
Wouldn't that come at the end of her turn?
Nope, comes at the start.
Damn. Huh?
It's a 1.
Oh, you are lucky. You are so, so lucky. Because you just halved your hit point. So you're not dead. You're not out.
No. Oh, God.
You are severely wounded. You are bleeding. You feel a burning sensation in your chest. Mm. You feel multiple puncture wounds all over your body, but you are still conscious.
Ow.
What would you like to do?
Would I be able to grab Scrothor and
you'd have to
do
go
an
in,
attack at the to, same time?
You'd have to go into the steam pit to
I'm
grab Scrothor.
Not doing that.
It looks very toasty, but
birds love
steam. You could get between, like, you could get close enough to grab Scrothor and still attack.
Okay. Get out of the steam. Like, I don't want to be in the steam.
Right, you could.
She would only use half her movement to get in there.
Yeah, you can get in, get out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get him out of the steam.
Sure, you do. You grab him and throw his dead body out.
I'm going to shoot it.
Quote, unquote, dead body.
De body.
De body. All right, so you go to shoot.
Who's got de body? Who's got
the body?
16 plus...
It's gonna hit.
Okay, sweet.
You've started it higher than its AC. no point. Yeah. Math is not useful.
Math dumb.
Math dumb. Bah. Bah.
So that is 7 points.
Okay.
And then 4 points of fire plus one. So that's 11, 12 points of damage. Four of those being fire.
Okay. All right. You do. You fire off a shot. It hits this thing. It will then be...
Firebolt!
Yeah, you.
Yes!
Hooray!
I hit.
What'd you get?
19 on the die, yeah, plus more. I did 14 fire damage.
All right, so one of the heads dies. It just sloughs off the body as you fire off this little fiery bolt at it.
Voice in me head.
Yes.
Is there any way to tell how this Hydra is feeling? I know that the head's...
The body looks pretty wounded.
I would say, like, marginally wounded or...
Roll, fucking medicine check.
14.
It's not doing great. It's not doing great.
I mean, but who is these days?
Well, the economy. You don't know what its mental health state is, but according to its
body... I'm guessing not good.
It's okay. It's not great.
I've seen where it lives.
Yeah.
No, it's got no friends and it's stuck talking to itself.
It's toasty.
I mean, one needs more than just heat to make it through these rough times. As a lizard, I can say that.
Anyways.
Oh, hold on. Is using a breath weapon a major or minor action?
I think it's a bonus action.
I think it's a bonus action as well.
I do not know.
The things I forget I do, and...
I don't play spellcasters.
I fucking don't, and I never play dragonborns.
I never play spellcasters because it's too fucking
I'm a shit wizard. What do you want?
Just give me a goddamn barbarian. Swing, and I'm done. Thank you.
You can use your action, so no.
No.
Yeah, it's a major action.
I figured. Normally they do a decent amount of damage, so that would be weird if they were a bonus. But, okay. Rip. So are you done then?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I don't know why I keep staring at the AC sheet for the fucking turn order, but it will then be Scrothor.
I remain to appear to be dead.
Cool.
For an hour.
So you still don't take poison damage.
It's all my turns. Yep.
Okay. Then it will be...
He slumbers good.
Clancy.
I shoot him in the head. Yeah, 22.
That's gonna hit.
Bang!
Oh, that's the gun you're using? It's
like
fine.
Four damage.
Yeah. It's okay. It's not a varmint.
I have to pee so badly, I'm twitching.
Me too. I've drank too many Twisted Teas.
Then kill the Hydra, you shit.
Kill the Hydra so we can go home.
So we can
26.
Piss. All right.
26.
All you have to do, Chonky, is outlast his bladder.
Five heads left as another head sloughs off and dies from the shot of Clancy. You put a bullet right between the eyes of one of these rattlesnake Hydra heads, and it just sort of withers away and dies. There's only five heads left. A serious five-head move. So then it will be the creature's turn. It does not like Gizzard, but also does not like Felita. So it's going to devote some heads to Gizzard and some heads to Felita.
And to be fair, Felita does have a Scrothor shield over her shoulder.
I thought Scrothor was just on the ground, but
I
mean,
I imagine
if you want to take
was
death, you're more than welcome to.
I mean, I just being fair.
Uh-huh.
14 is my DC.
Well, what I was going to say.
AC. DC.
Gizzard. No, yeah, fuck it. I'm not even going to do that.
Blit.
No, yeah, it's definitely going to hit Felita. yeah, no, they all hit Gizzard as well.
Challenge rating 8 my ass.
Challenge 8, eat my ass.
Eat my ass. Felita, you pass out as you are bit a few more times.
Do her spirit guardians stay, though?
I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I'm going to guess not. Because they're probably concentration.
Well, and at the start of its turn, wouldn't it take a wisdom save? Because it was in the Spirit Guardians before it
attacked
her?
How long does the Spirit Guardians last?
True, it was. It lasts 10 minutes.
Well, then you would roll that damage, I guess.
Shit, sorry.
Would I have to do any kind of constitution save against this poison?
This is just you get poison.
Yeah, I get poison.
Oh, also, I activate Spirit Shield, which reduces the damage he's going to take by 2d6.
Okay.
8 points.
I got 14 for the damage from Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
Which is fire damage or no?
No.
Radiant.
It's radiant.
Radiant.
Then Felita goes down.
Yeah.
Unless he wanted to 50-50 for Scrothover. To save the damage dealing person.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Gizzard, you are bit 3 times.
Right on the butt.
Well, I was going to say in the face, chest, and thigh.
Oh, not my thigh. Those are my best features.
And you are poisoned, and you take quite a bit
of damage.
-8, though.
-8.
Felita, you are out cold.
Well, not so cold, because, she's not on the...
She's toasty, but not that toasty. Felita's out cold. Scrothor is pretending to be out cold. Who's left?
How am I feeling?
Balthier.
Balthier saved
us. You are in a rough, rough shape right now.
Okay.
But not Balthier. Balthier's great. Yeah, Balthier is great.
I'm like...
Balthier's great. Yeah. Nothing's wrong with Balthier.
Yet.
Yet.
Nothing's wrong with Balthier.
Clancy's also great.
Save us, Clancy.
Clip it. Somebody clip that.
Clancy's, Dennis loves
Clancy's,
Steve.
Yeah, Clancy's
here.
Doing great. Nothing wrong with Clancy whatsoever. Balfour and Clancy, new buddy cop drama coming this fall to Fox. Balfour, you're up.
All right, we're gonna attack. That is.
I shout from very, very
15.
Far away.
You can do it, Balfour.
15.
He casts guidance, or what is it? What do bards cast?
Not a bard.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Roguish inspiration.
Roguish inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty good, I guess.
15 hit.
Steal that stuff.
He cants it over to you.
What'd you say?
15 hit.
It barely hits.
Okay.
This monster's AC is 15, and that's in the book. I didn't pick it. I just want the record to be known.
Nobody,
I did not make this number.
That's why he picked it.
That's another 9 points.
Okay.
That is... Yeah, that's a 20. Another 9 points. And I am going to use my action surge to attack one more time.
Yes! Hell yeah!
Yes! It is down to 4 heads. A serious 4-head move.
16, so that hits.
Yep.
And that is...
You're attacking with your shotgun or your hammer?
Shotgun.
Yeah. So you moved in close, and you're just peppering this thing with shotgun blasts with your special booby shotgun.
Yeah. That's another 8.
You have just taken out numerous chunk after chunk after chunk of health from this thing. It is the end of the turn, but because it suffered fire damage, it does not grow any heads back, and it does not regen. So we are back around to... Felita, roll me a death save. Actually. Because you're poisoned, you're going to take damage, so that gives you a 1 in the death save column.
Oh, no.
Death's door.
So roll me a death save.
That's an 18.
One in the positive.
Hell yeah.
21.
So I got a question.
Yes.
You said it did damage to her.
Yes.
So it gives her 1 in the negative.
Yes.
But she's never going to be able to get out of this because every round she takes another...
Unless she rolls first.
Unless somebody heals her.
Nobody can get close enough to do that, so you're just giving her a death
sentence. These are all fairly... I mean,
unless
Scrothor
can decide to end his feigned death.
One of you has potions, if I recall correctly.
It's probably Felita.
I don't know. You'd have to check your inventory. Gizzard. This thing's not looking great.
I'm sorry?
It's not looking great.
We need that fire damage.
I know, but I'm not a fire dragon.
You got firebolt.
I do. I was going to do a breath weapon because it does more damage, but...
Gotta have fire, or else we're super fucked.
I also got a hit. I'm gonna cast Firebolt.
Okay.
Firebolt 5,000. That's looking good.
Hells yes.
Alright, 14 damage.
It is in a very rough shape as it loses another head. It's down to 3 heads. It is looking rough as another head sloughs off of its body.
Is there any way to get out of its... I'm sorry, Dennis. Did it just bite me, or did it...
It bit you.
So it's not like I'm not in its mouth?
No. Roll me a d6, by the way, for your poison damage.
How close is Felita towards me?
Like 5 feet away.
All right. That was a 2 on the poison damage.
Okay.
Can I move towards her to see if she has any potions in her...
Oh, yeah, you can move over there.
Bandolier.
Because you're staying within range of the thing, so it's not getting
so
any
I'll use my major action for my firebolt, move sure. action to move over to her, minor action to search her her person for a potion.
Yeah, Felita, do you have any potions?
I have one healing potion.
Okay. Okay.
Next turn Felita you're going to help her.
Healing potion.
Okay. I'm out of actions.
Okay. I would say you could also use the potion.
Can I pop it? Somebody. Pop it and throw it in?
Yeah, you can throw. You can give it to Felita, or you give it to yourself.
I'll give it to Felita.
Thanks, dummy.
Thanks, dummy.
She'd never know.
I could never do so. Clancy maybe, but Felita no.
So you give it to Felita? Aww.
Yes, of course.
Clancy takes aim on.
How much?
It's a
D8,
D10,
2d4+2. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Sounds great.
Yep. Yes.
And it cures poison.
It is. Okay.
I
clicked on it.
Yeah, sure. We'll have it cure poison.
Eight health.
Okay. Felita is at 8 health.
Sweet.
I got the question.
Wakes up.
What fucking accent was that? I got a question for you, voice and head.
Sure.
Does Felita now get to go because she missed her turn?
Nope.
Because
she can go at the end of the turn. At the end of the round.
Hopefully you don't get bit again.
So since you've gone, it is then Scrothor's turn. Who's still feigning death, I assume.
Unless I can not feign death.
I mean, you can
I'm pretty
cancel
sure
out of it.
Of
you just then start taking poison damage, and you could do an action, though. You probably won't die from a single turn of poison damage. Probably.
I mean, it says... If I'm allowed to, I will dismiss the spell on myself.
Okay. You can.
And
it's almost done. Come on, put it down.
Fuck, I'm blind and I literally cannot. I'll just cast, since I'm like draped over Felita's Felita.
Sure.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Felita.
Basically just laying on Felita's now conscious.
I'm like one of those swan scarves.
Yes, this is your swan song. Yes, like Bjork War?
Yeah.
Bjork War?
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at third level.
Sure, what's that do?
To heal her for 17 damage.
Okay. She is feeling much better. Scrothor, you are...
Can I roll a d6 here?
Yes, roll a d6.
Everyone else got to roll theirs.
Hey!
I got a 1.
Good. I also rolled a 1.
Good.
You are not dead.
Quote unquote.
You are not dead. You are in rough, rough shape. But you are not dead.
Remember, Scrothor, I'm a necromancer, so you'll never really, truly be dead.
Clancy.
I shoot it in the head.
You probably do. Roll and don't fuck up.
Oh, shit.
I pissed myself. Oh, shit. I pissed myself.
Depending on how long it takes Clancy to kill it.
It's Pia's.
I rolled a 12.
You did not hit.
Damn.
The bullet just ricochets off the back wall and misses.
But gains.
Do you not get advantage or anything, Clancy? On any of your rogue abilities?
That was with advantage.
You fucking suck.
So then it will be the creature's turn, and it will attack Gizzard.
Oh, that dog.
With its...
I'm so tired you can hear me dogs barking. I gotta get these boots off.
What's your AC, Gizzard?
14.
2 out of 3 will hit.
I'm gonna reduce that by another 2d6. And that's 10 points.
Okay.
Per attack or total?
Minus 10.
Total.
10 points of damage total. It's reduced.
Nice.
Okay.
It's a dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Even with that, it didn't matter. Gizzard passes out.
I tried.
Only you had drank the potion.
Poison.
Me heart's lament.
Passes out. Did we deal fire damage to him this
time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember if we missed it or not. So then it will be back around to...
Me.
No, it's...
It's always been...
I keep thinking Chris Christopherson, but it's Rob. So that's,
damn it. That
right.
Man haunts my existence.
Right. We're at the bottom of the order, you mean.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring up your uncle.
It's okay. All right, attacking. That's 18.
It's gonna hit. You probably kill.
That is
2 damage.
11 points of damage.
It's dead. You hit this thing. Is this your shotgun again?
Yes.
So one of the heads is moving towards you, mouth open. You blast your shotgun. It blows out the cheeks and back of its head, and it lands on the ground, wriggles around a little bit in pain, and then just stops twitching after a few moments, and then just sits there.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it stops. It's dead. Now, currently, we have only one person unconscious, but I will have Scrothor roll me a damage die of D6.
I don't get to heal myself first?
No.
4.
You are unconscious.
As we're about to heal.
You go to heal, you
Captain
pass
Gizzard.
It. Gizzard, roll me a death save.
A 3.
You are 1 in the negative, and then the poison.
2 in the negative.
Put you 2 in the negative. Anybody doing anything to save him?
Are we out of combat
now?
Yes,
you're out of combat. Yeah.
All right. Let me see.
That
what
was
I
just
got.
The immediate aftermath.
I am going to do Prayer of Healing.
Okay.
Hits everybody, right?
Up to 6 people, so yep. Nice. Everybody can have it.
I don't need it. I didn't take any damage.
That's right.
Anybody who needs it.
Balfour, untouched.
Everybody.
1d8.
Gimme, gimme.
Balfour and Clancy, roll me a perception check. Nobody else.
Shit this motherfucker with some fire.
The snake is dead. Fucking calm down.
15.
24. Balfour, you notice that there's an alcove up about 20, 30 feet up on the wall of this. The walls are very rounded, but you notice that there is a little alcove and there's a shadow of a humanoid shape that just darts down the hallway
through
after you've
rock.
Killed the snake. You notice that. So somebody was here with you and has left.
There was somebody else up in this cave with us. I saw him up above.
We'll worry about that when everybody's back up. It's 21 points of healing. And then I'm going to take the time to spend lesser restoration on the 3 of us that are poisoned.
Okay.
I was throw the turtle. He'll catch the shadowy figure.
Sure.
Can I spend some time killing and destroying all these eggs?
You could take the time to individually destroy each of these eggs. It's going to take you quite a while, but you could do it. I'll say it takes hours.
I'll expend another rage just to do it, you know?
Sure. Well, as long as you're dealing damage, your rage keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You've destroyed every single egg in this room.
Burn 'em.
So many abortions have taken place. Great job. Well done.
Thank
it's for
you.
The good of society.
It is for the good of society. So, yeah. So, eventually, I assume, are you harvesting the pieces and heading back?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Job's well done. I was finally free, and you brought me back.
Every time I try to go, something keeps pulling me back.
I saw the flying man from Netherlands, and we were having such a good time, and now I'm here. Angry.
Holding my pee.
Holding my pee.
I'm in so much pain right now.
I have a little Ziploc baggie full of it.
So you guys head back after you've harvested?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you head back to town, and you go to the priest. Balfour, you go back along on your way, back to your forge.
Yep.
You go to the priest who takes the parts and starts to make a salve. And Scrothor, after a few hours, all of a sudden... the darkness becomes light and you can see again. Doesn't fix your fucked up face or hands.
That's okay.
But you can see again.
Thank
you. And as you have healed your eyes, that is where we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
Holy shit, that was a marathon. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, the OG Lone Ranger, Big Jim, The Knuck, Lord Chronic, Skinnerd, B-Mel, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Limey, Sapper Supreme, The God King, Red Panda Bash.
Praise them. The Bash.
and Old Swamp Ass. If you want to support the show, you can do it financially all over the internet on stupid URLs. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.me, DickBlood.club, CornHub.icu, SexWithWookies.com, PigRickets.com, LizardTeats.com, MulkMulkMookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGophers.com, DamnYouDennis.com. Seriously.
Damn you.
Fucking hell. What was he...
Like
we, since he's not here and he's editing this, go fuck yourself, Dennis.
This poison does damage.
Birdswithpenises.com and or simply
yeah, I got scared.
Patreon.com/botchpodcast. Want to leave us a review and help the show grow? You could do so all over the internet, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you're listening to. Leave us a 5-star review. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them all over the internet. Gozer_music.
All over the Gozer net.
All over the Gozer net. When someone asks you if you have Spotify, you say yes. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. She's all over the internet at a swan named Emily. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Rob Christofferson for fucking sticking around. Sorry we kept you so late.
Ah, it's all good. No, this is total fun, so thank good. You all for having me. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. Let everyone know where they can find you in the different projects that you have going on.
Yeah, so if you're interested in UFOs, I got a few different projects. There's the Our Strange Skies podcast, which goes into a lot of weird UFO and alien sightings. I have a webcomic that I write and that my buddy Todd Purse illustrates called Welcome UFO People. And, you know, they're beautiful comics, single-page comics, so you can find that at createmagicstudios.com/welcome-UFO-people. And coming soon, I have a TTRPG podcast of my own called Welcome to Sunderland. You keep an eye out for it. We have social media accounts, and yeah, that'll be starting up soon.
Hell yeah. And as always...
As you miss all of your attacks that you have with advantage because you're a 3-foot little manlet turtle, say, I'm Steve. Look at me. Botched.
We'll see you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad. You can support Jen by checking out her other podcasts like Horse Girls and all your podcatchers. You can also check her out on social media or Twitch at Jenna Chill, chill with one L. And you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
It was nice to have that long-time listener, first-time viewer come in.
So yeah. Nice to have that long-time listener so that you could mispronounce their name twice.
I mean, yeah.
I thought they were a first-time...
Chowder, yeah. He said
long time podcast listener, first time on Twitch.
So they've listened to podcasts before, but they didn't say our podcast.
That's fair. They didn't. Fair. We just assumed.
Yeah. Hey.
That's
true. Yeah.
I've listened to This American Life. Here's 500 bits.